Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Whether you're a duck or whether you're a beaver, your fantasy team needs a new receiver. It's Danny and Dusty at lunchtime every day. Maybe you're a tortured fan of Rip City. Danny and Dusty are here to take pity, hoping there's not a center with bad knees on the way. Talking noon till three, Danny and Dusty on the fan. Yep, I'm singing again, cause they haven't said I can't. Danny and Dusty love the teams the rest of us revile. Raising a Blazers banner would make it all worthwhile. Noon till three.
An Odyssey station.
He's just as good looking as Dolly Parton, and he's back as our producer, Jeff Rust.
That's not where I thought you were going with the Dolly Parton line.
I would never.
Mm. Up tops aren't quite as big. Mm. Just not quite.
Don't give yourself, don't short yourself, bud. All right. NBA Finals are off again tonight. You watched the Stanley Cupper last night?
I did. I watched Las Vegas go absolutely ham.
Didn't need to watch much of it.
My goodness.
That was a butt kicking.
They're good.
Yeah, I saw that the goaltender for Florida has given up 11 goals in two games.
Sergei Bobrovsky. Bobrovsky.
Bobrovsky, yeah. He's got a fun name to say.
Oh, he's an absolute lunatic, too.
Yeah.
Like, off the ice, he's a strange cat, like, in the best possible way.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Hmm. Bob? Oh, yeah.
And he's a panther, being a strange cat.
Got him.
But he's given up 11 goals in two games. The previous seven games, he gave up 11 goals.
Yeah, no, they have seemed to have found the opening, so to speak. And they are just absolutely laying it on.
Well, they play Thursday at 5, and that will be their third game.
In a 2-0 series so far.
Meanwhile, the NBA Finals, they started, what, 2 days before that?
Mm-hmm. Run game two.
They started their series 2 games before the NHL did, and game three will be tomorrow between those two teams, the Miami Heat and... Both series going to be in Miami.
Yeah.
Coming up. Look at that.
Wild, huh?
They play in the same arena, I'm guessing.
How
many arenas does Miami have?
I think so.
Miami might be the city that I know really nothing about.
Like the actual city itself?
Nothing about it.
I've been there twice.
No, white pants. I've never been.
Oh, really?
Never been to Miami.
I've been there twice, and both times it was driving down from somewhere else in Florida and at night. So,
like, I know Miami from blimp views of Hurricanes games and Scarface. So I might be able to get you around there in the 70s.
I mean, you're not far off.
Looks like the Panthers play in FLA Live Arena, Florida Live Arena, in Sunrise.
That is not the Heat Arena.
No. That would be what, the Kaseya Center?
Yeah. What
formerly FTX
Arena? Yeah. What is a Kaseya?
What is a Kaseya? That is a good question.
I've heard it called that a couple different times, and I always go,
Software company.
Huh. Okay. It's like Huawei, like the Chinese
IT and security management for IT professionals.
I bet you they got a deal on that.
Mm. You guys know what cassowaries are?
What?
Cassowary?
No.
Dude,
bird?
Google. Yeah. Like a dinosaur looking bird.
Yeah. Mm.
Google cassowary. I know that the guy in Florida had some and he got killed by them. They're monsters. They look like dinosaurs.
Oh, is this the one with the giant head? Oh, no, this is
a
different
one. Kind of like a peacock without all the tail feathers.
Yeah, I was thinking of the
look
one.
Look at their feet.
Yeah, no, they're evil looking.
Look at those feet.
It's like a. It's
they don't
like
look
a
like
ostrich
a peacock.
It's an ostrich on steroids.
Yeah, they're like they're like not as tall, but yeah, they're terrifying.
They didn't skip leg day.
Yeah, they did not skip leg day. You are right about that. And they're mean. They're mean. Yeah. That's what I thought you were trying to say when you say Kaseya.
Oh, okay.
Cassowary.
See, you had me.
Oh, yeah, those feet look like raptor claws.
Yeah.
Mm.
You had me confused for the other prehistoric bird, the one with a giant bill. It looks like it's almost animatronic.
Yeah, I know which one
you're talking
about.
Big eye.
Yeah, yeah. It's
also looks like a dinosaur.
And it doesn't have nearly as dangerous of a name as it looks.
No, and yeah. it's also not really dangerous. It's just very ancient looking.
Yeah. All right. Well,
sweet bird talk.
I've heard a more than one theory on dinosaurs. Like, what if all dinosaurs are just birds?
I mean, weren't they?
I don't know.
Shoebill.
Some of them.
Shoebills.
The shoebill.
That's the one I'm thinking of.
The shoebill. Those are creepy.
Like, if you ever see the video of them, they look fake.
Yeah.
Because of the way they move. It's like almost animatronic.
We did a cat. I remember when I was producing Primetime, we talked cassowaries one day. About the guy that got killed by his cassowary.
I mean, it looks
nobody
like
saw it coming.
It looks like a turkey, a ostrich, and a Dilophosaurus all mixed together.
Yeah,
like the Dilophosaurus pole.
I did. Yeah. I did.
Remember that one? That's the one with
the dino.
little frill that comes out and kills Nedry in Jurassic Park.
That's right.
Yeah.
Spits on his face.
All right.
Those are my favorite dinosaur.
So they don't play in the same arena as the Heat?
No.
No.
Okay.
Squirrel.
Hey, we got there.
Hey, yeah. Game 3, though, of that NBA Finals.
Oh, yeah, basketball.
Yeah. I mean, you've already stolen home court. This one seems huge for the Miami Heat to get Game 3 as well and just seize all of that momentum and have... Denver hasn't won on the road.
No, they're four.
Or they haven't lost on the road, sorry, or at home. God, there are only two losses.
4-3 on the road.
Four and three on the road. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they lost to Minnesota
on
the road.
And they had their one home loss, obviously, the last game. So they're 9-1 at home, 4-3 on the road.
Yeah, so and they lost 2-2 Phoenix.
And there's some viability there. And if you're Miami, and if you win game three, and all of a sudden... Denver's up against the ropes of coming back home down 3-1.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're talking about adversity that they just that the Nuggets have not faced.
And that is always the interesting part with this collection of talent that they have. When times are good, boy howdy, they are good.
They're rolling.
And we always think of that in terms of when they're healthy. But they have been healthy and hit the skids. And it's hard for them to bounce back and kind of have that self-correction that Miami, we've seen 7 different times in this playoffs, they have that self-correction. They can do it. Mm-hmm. 7 times a double-digit lead has looked them in the eyes in this postseason, and Miami has overcome it. What does Denver do against the ropes? Because when I think of fighters, I'm not thinking of Michael Porter Jr.
No.
You know? Jokic kind of has it, but we also saw it. What does he start doing when things aren't going his way?
He starts to unravel a little bit.
He starts to unravel, and he does his throw the hands up, palms up guy, and he's not that guy who's the stabilizing force.
Hmm.
Jamal Murray was that was it the bubble series?
Yes.
He was that in the bubble series.
Bubble Murray was like, it's where the nickname came from.
But he got hurt.
Yep.
He's starting to get back into that form of being that guy and really hasn't been that guy until this postseason.
Yes. He started to really turn it on towards the end of the season. He was the only guy, because the Nuggets for the last month of the season looked like crap.
Yep.
They did. And that's why I think a lot of people, including myself, are like, eh, let's see what they're really made. They coasted into the playoffs, but Murray started to really get right towards the end of the season. You started to see that kind of come to the fore. Aaron Gordon, Michael Porter Jr., everything kind of came together, and then they beat the crap out of everybody in the first or the through the playoffs. The interesting thing about this is, and I said it yesterday, Denver is a really good front-running team because they can pile it on. They went on a 40-14 run against Miami in game two. You go on a 40-14 run, how are you losing that game?
Well,
and it's not. And
it wasn't Jimmy Butler, and that is the other terrifying thing.
Is that Butler
Jimmy
hasn't
Butler
done
has
yet?
Not played well in these last three games, the first two of this series, and then the Eastern Conference Finals. Yeah.
The interesting thing about this for me is that Michael Malone has said that, and he had the players saying that there was an effort issue. It was an effort issue, an effort issue. I watched the tape again last night. It wasn't an effort issue. It was a dummy issue. Multiple KCP, multiple fouled 3-point shooters. Michael Porter Jr.,
wild.
Blown rotations. Jamal Murray, blown rotations. And I'm just talking about the defensive side. They melted down defensively. It wasn't an effort thing. It was they were brain dead. And I think the big part of that is it comes from them not being a team that plays well when things are tight. They play really well when they pour it on you.
Well,
and they've had the momentum.
It could be, too, that Miami forces you into this. Because according to ESPN stats and info, they've got 4 wins when trailing by 8-plus points entering the fourth quarter this postseason, the most in a single postseason in NBA history. It says they're 4-5 in those situations. The rest of the NBA is 1-41 this postseason.
Yeah, no, Miami is comfortable playing gritty and ugly. This is what we talked about yesterday, is the idea that Miami, it's not that they're this great team, and that they're very good, but what they're great at is taking away your own greatness.
And where does this all come down to? A lot of it is one of the advantages we talked about before the series started.
Coaching. Yes.
And Eric Spoelstra.
And just finding little things to do. The thing that the Nuggets need to do to win game three is get Nikola Jokic more paint touches. What the Heat did in game two was their zone that doesn't really have any rules to it. It's not hard and fast, which is really interesting. Watching it back, one of the things they did is they always had somebody at the nail. They always had somebody in the middle of the floor. So in a zone, in a typical 2-3, that's the soft spot. That's also the spot that Nikola Jokic feasts in. It's otherworldly effectiveness.
Hey, for those of you that don't know, they call it the nail because there's a nail right in the middle of the free throw line on every basketball court.
There you go. Come on, babe.
There's a nail hole. Find it when you're shooting free
throws. Usually painted over and you can usually see it.
That's like every fifth grade basketball coach's go to.
The nail.
Find the nail.
Yeah.
Find the nail.
Space from there.
Free throws.
Well, it's a good spacing point. Yeah. But it's also where Nikola Jokic does all of his damage from.
Sure is, Bob.
So what the Heat did is that anytime that there was an empty set in the corner, so basically you're overloaded to one side of the floor and you don't have somebody in the strong side corner, typically in a 2-3, that guy is just occupying nothing. So now he's lifting up and the guy in the middle is sucking over to the nail and taking away that space for Nikola Jokic to work. What Michael Malone needs to do, in my opinion, is to find a way to get Nikola Jokic either touches the nail or move him deeper into the post where he's just been so dynamic, not only as a scorer, but as a playmaker for setting everything up. So that's going to be the tactical battle that you're going to see going forward into game three. How can Denver get Jokic more involved in the post, on the block, and getting others involved, and how can Miami stop that?
All right, we got another sports betting controversy going on. How is the NFL going to handle this one? Because apparently he was betting on his own team. Danny and Dusty on the Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot?
Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
On the Fan.
Isaiah Rodgers. Had you heard that name before yesterday?
No, but now I will forever associate it with dummies.
Yeah, he's our newest dummy in the NFL. Isaiah Rodgers of the Indianapolis Colts released a statement saying that he's taking full responsibility. He said, I've made mistakes and I'm willing to do whatever it takes to repair the situation. The last thing I ever wanted to do was be a distraction of the Colts organization, my coaches, and my teammates. I've let people down that I care about. Isaiah Rodgers sent that tweet taking responsibility and saying he made an error in judgment, that he's going to work hard to make sure those mistakes are rectified through the process. He made that statement because he's the latest NFL player to bet within the confines of the NFL's facilities. And even worse, he was betting on the Colts, according to multiple reports from ESPN and the company that broke it, sportshandle.com, said that he has placed hundreds of bets, mostly in the $25 to $50 range, but bets that did include the Indianapolis Colts last season.
So not only did he bet himself, he didn't even have the gall to bet real money.
Yeah, I guess there were there was at least one bet that was a big one that had a comma in it. That was a four-figure bet, so it wasn't big.
But again, like...
Yeah. Is it worth it? Because here's the thing. And this is where Isaiah Rodgers may be the cautionary tale. His story, and this is where I started going through and being like, you start to find the story of the guy. He was a sixth round pick in 2020 out of UMass, the 211th overall pick in the draft.
Massive powerhouse UMass.
That's right. Quite possibly one of the worst, if not the worst, Division I football programs in the country.
Mm-hmm.
He's at UMass. He gets drafted in the sixth round this year, projected to be a starter for the Colts.
And this year, he's not going to play.
And it's his contract year.
Oof.
This is the you couldn't ask for a better situation for Roger Goodell, Mr. Rule with an Iron Fist, than to send a message that betting within the facilities like the Lions did,
uh-huh.
bad. Betting on the NFL and on your Uber team,
bad.
Really bad. And you know what he better hope for?
That he's not banned from the NFL.
Well, that he didn't bet against his team.
Oh, God.
Because you bet against your team, and you are dead to every person in that locker room.
Yes.
You are dead to every team in the NFL.
Yeah.
But we do know, though, the NFL does have precedence for players betting on the NFL mm-hmm. while playing in it. I mean, Paul Hornung and Alex Karras, a.k.a. George Papadopoulos, and the guy, Paul Hornung, who has an award named after him still
Jeez.
In college football, that is, for the most versatile athlete in college football. Those two guys were both suspended for a full season for betting on football.
In a time period when that you had to go a long way.
They don't go baseball. They don't go the baseball yeah. route. So those two guys were suspended for a full season. Look, you bet on the NFL, you're going to be, and this was hundreds of bets, apparently.
And Ridley got tagged for, was it one $1,500, one $1,400 bet, and he was out for the season?
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, he's out for at least the season.
But this is exactly, and it'll be very unfair to Isaiah Rodgers, but if the NFL wants to send that message that you don't bet on the NFL as a player
him.
In the NFL, yeah, they could ban him.
I legitimately think it's on the table.
Yeah, and that's brutal.
It sucks, but like, you know, we've talked about this so many bleeping times. The one thing you do not do is bet on the NFL when you're in the league.
And this is it's very interesting because this is now the big question is how do coaches and how do teams address this? Because every single locker room in the National Football League forever, college has this too.
Gambling.
Signage is everywhere. Do not gamble. It's big. It's right in your face. Every season you start a team meeting with, you cannot gamble. You cannot gamble. Period. And end of story. Like, and then they go into what kind of gambling you can't do. You can't bet on games mm-hmm. of any sort. You can't bet on any other sports is what it used to be. I don't know what it is now, but I'm sure you can bet on college because, like, Jameson Williams, he got popped for 6 games because mm-hmm. he was placing bets in the locker room
yeah.
on college football.
You can't bet on facility grounds.
You cannot. They tell you where you cannot bet. They tell you, hey, gambling also includes on the team bus or the team plane. You cannot be gambling and playing cards on there, right?
Like, which,
don't do that. That still happens all the time. And that is also why they're like, well, there's a gray area here.
Sure.
I can get away with it. Nobody's going to see. And Isaiah Rodgers apparently had signed up for an account under one of his buddies' names. Like, it was a associate of his.
Mm-hmm.
But guess where the money's coming from?
Coming from his account.
Not from his associate's account. It's coming from his account. And $25 to $50 bets. That's what got him. And look, you may say $25 to $50 bets, that's not a big deal. When you're sitting there and going, all right, $25 to $50 bets is fine if you're making like one or two or three or four. But when you have hundreds of those $50 bets,
mm-hmm.
turns into a lot of money.
It does, and especially if you know you're betting on things where maybe you have some insider information on.
Yep,
and that's the issue. And I'm not saying he did, but that's the issue the NFL is looking at here when you're betting on the NFL.
Yeah,
and particularly on or against your own team.
Yep. But nobody will react until somebody gets absolutely clobbered by it.
And unfortunately, it's probably going to end up being him because
they thought it was Calvin Ridley. It wasn't.
Yeah. And Ridley probably had a little bit more cachet, and maybe they were a little hesitant to do so. You know, former sixth-round pick, maybe they feel like they can do it to him.
And that would suck, though. That would suck for him because this is the year where he was projected to be in line for a starting job.
Mm-hmm.
It's a contract year for him.
It sucks.
And this could be the end of his career because of the suspension, no matter how long it is. And you will hear, and I believe there is some credence to it, but I also think that believe me, these guys are told time and time again what they can and cannot bet on. If they're not listening to it and they're not paying attention to it, that's on them. It's not on the owners, but there will be a lot of people that say, well, how can you do this when, you know, Robert Kraft owns a big chunk of FanDuel and so does Jerry Jones. And, you know, you have all of these owners that they're in bed with gambling too. Well, they've been told not to do it. Like, sorry.
Also, I mean,
that sucks.
It's there for all the people out there. Yes, there's a different set of rules. That's just the reality. Again, talking like the PGA Tour stuff, there's a different set of rules when there's more money involved. Yeah. And that's just the nature of the beast.
Isaiah Rodgers, man. I hope he continues to have a career.
I do, too. I hope they don't absolutely obliterate him, but, I mean, he's going to get at least a year.
Yep. Yeah, especially if he is betting on his team.
Yeah, I mean, if he's betting on his team, good or you know, positively or negatively, he's cooked.
Yep. All right. Mm. And he knew at that time last year, when he was placing the bets last year, he knew that Calvin Ridley had been popped for it, too.
Oh, that's true. God, Ridley had already been sentenced for a year.
Yeah.
That makes me kind of go, come on, dude.
Yeah. All right.
Wide receivers, man. They're divas. They don't know any better.
Yeah. Okay, our worst day on the web, presented by Comcast Rise.
Mm.
Look, it's the worst day on the web for the young man who is a co-star in this video. The other man should be heralded as a hero, and we will next. Right now is Jeff, and he's got SportsCenter.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's time for today's Worst Day on the Web with Denny and Dusty. Worst Day on the Web is brought to you by the Comcast Rise program, providing cash grants, marketing support, and technology for small businesses in Portland.
What'd you do?
All right, the Worst Day on the Web comes to us from beautiful Southern California in a parking lot, no less, of a Costco. This man, Sebastian, should be heralded as a hero. But the worst day on the web goes to the young man in this viral TikTok video who is now being outed as one of the worst human beings in the world because Sebastian has gone viral for being a parking lot attendant. He goes around, and if he sees you leave your shopping cart in the middle of a parking lot like a damn savage, he will put it behind your car and confront you on it. Here's the thing about Sebastian. He is probably 6'2", 275 pounds, with 2% body fat. And you'll hear what he sounds like when he talks to you. And when he speaks, you listen.
There's another way to cut it goes, my friend.
I got you, boss. Put it away. No worries. Where does it go? Over there?
In the cut return. Where else? You see the cut return?
Yeah.
That's where the cuts go.
I got you, man.
In my country, it's very disrespectful to leave the cuts. You don't know whose car is going to hit.
Right.
Might roll hit the grandma.
Yeah, no, I tried to put it away.
I didn't see you cry. There you go. That's how we do it.
Gotcha, man. Hey, you have a good one.
You too, man.
There was a terrified young man who said, when confronted, where does the cart go? You know where the cart goes. He's like, I tried to put it away. I didn't see you try to do it.
I didn't see you try to do it.
Mm-hmm. I love the in my country. It's like, no, in every country, you are a damn criminal if you leave a shopping cart in the middle of the parking lot.
Have you ever barked at somebody in the lot to put their cart away?
Have I ever what?
Barked at somebody to put their cart away.
Barked at them? No.
Yeah. Have you politely asked them to?
No.
I actively seek confrontation, so this shouldn't surprise anybody. I've said it before.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What did you say?
Hey, you just gonna leave that cart there?
Yeah.
And it's usually, oh, I was grabbing something out of my car.
Yeah.
It's like, come on, man. And I've actually had somebody tell me before, it's what people get paid for. And I'm just like,
No,
that's not what they get paid to go do.
No, that's not. It's one of the most disrespectful things that you can do because of the fact that, one, you're just lazy.
Yes.
Two, you're taking up a parking spot. Three, that cart could just roll anywhere and roll into somebody else's cart.
Well,
or somebody else's car.
Yeah, or into it could roll to somebody's grandma.
Yeah, or into somebody's grandma.
That's what he said.
Will somebody think of Sebastian's grandma and grandmas everywhere who need protecting?
And besides, they get paid to grab them from the cart corral, not from every corner of the parking lot.
Yeah,
you
like,
jerk.
You have a shred of human decency, and that is not what people get paid for. People don't get paid for that. To clean up after you.
The only people that say that are somebody that has never worked in a service industry.
Isn't that the truth?
Also, if you told me that this was actually Sukanik, like a couple years ago,
I could see Suk doing this.
Not just that, but he looks like him.
Well, it's almost like the guy, the meme video of the guy storming into the restaurant.
Yeah. The big yoked out guy. Yeah, no. I mean, he does look like Suk a little bit.
All right.
I'm just going to say.
That is one of the signs of a person's character, though.
100%. I actively think worse of you as a human being if you are not somebody who puts your cart away.
Yeah, it's the simplest thing that you can do, and they put those cart corrals everywhere. They're not hard to find.
No.
All you have to do is walk 10 feet. Walk 10 more feet back to your car. Is that really that hard?
For some people, it is.
But what my question is then, what is it that's so hard about that?
It's their time is more important than anybody else's.
Yes. I'm here to tell you, it's not.
It's not. It never is.
It literally never is more important than being a decent person.
I even half the time when I go to the cart corral, because, like at QSC, they got the two different size carts, right? They got the smaller cart and the regular size. And so usually you try to go one on one side and one on the other, right? And I will go in and if there's one or two askew in the wrong side, I'll go push those back onto the right side.
Well,
realign them up. The little ones with the little ones and the big ones with the big ones.
I think that you're a sizist and maybe a little OCD. I think that's made what it might. I think that's it. Like your OCD is like you're going, you get like a little tick. You're like,
I don't get OCD in many things.
Really?
In my garage.
Beef jerky.
Aren't you happy you got that now?
Yeah.
I got the drop.
He's so happy.
It's alive. Yeah. Whoa. This text is weird. Suk is a noted shop cart ditcher. Is he really?
Oh, he's not that much of a scumbag,
no,
is he?
No, he's not. I refuse to believe that.
Mm.
I refuse to believe that. If he is, if Suk is a shopping cart ditcher, I will be on record right now. Jason Sukanik, you are a horrible person. Well, not like that. He didn't know that before.
Yeah.
But you are even more of a horrible person. Okay, pal?
True.
I would figure that would be one of his things where he.
I refuse to believe it. I don't think that is. I don't think he is that. We're gonna. I'll ask him about it. We'll follow up on it. But I don't think he is. All right. That, my friends, is the worst day on the web for that young man. Worst Day on the Web is brought to you by Comcast Rise program. You know who's having a great day on the web? Small business owners in Portland. Go to Odyssey.com, go to the 1080thefan.com or the Odyssey app, and you can hear my interview with Dave Mandipat and to learn about how Portland is a grant city for the Comcast Rise program that provides cash grants, marketing support, and technology for small businesses. Portland, one of a few markets across the country that's been selected for this grant program. If you are a small business owner or you know a small business owner that can benefit from a cash grant and the technology support, I'm telling you, the Comcast Rise program could be a game changer for them. This is Danny and Dusty on 1080 The Fan.
Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and 1080 The Fan.
We got another basketball team that's on board with, I don't know, allowing their fans to watch basketball games. It's a novel concept.
Well, eventually at least.
It's a novel concept that everybody's having. We know that, I heard the Phoenix Suns are having a hit a snag with their plan to have a majority of their games on broadcast television over
the air.
Over several different networks in the Phoenix area. It'll be very interesting to see how you distribute that statewide, you know? And because you'd have to have a lot of different networks that are picking up, and how you decide that you're going to distribute that, as opposed to in cable, you have, for instance, Root Northwest.
A singular provider.
Just goes everywhere, right? You just have to have Root. But that's neither here nor there. They can figure it out because, I don't know, this is how it used to be done.
Mm-hmm. And that's the funny thing about this. It's like, oh my God, we have to go back to the way we used to do things.
But now you have another team out west, no less, that is going down the same route. The Utah Jazz.
Yes, Ryan Smith, the new owner of the Utah Jazz, the deal that they had with AT&T is expired. And so they are looking at new possibilities. And he sat down in a press conference and he said it's unacceptable that only 40% of his audience is going to have to, only has access to that right now as far as they're concerned.
And the Nuggets have a big issue with this in Denver, especially. The Nuggets are like on worse situation than Comcast Sportsnet was.
Oh, they're the worst situation in the NBA. They estimate that less than 20% of the actual audience can access their games through altitude.
You're kidding.
No. The Utah Jazz are at under 40%.
The team that is in the NBA Finals.
Yes.
And 20% of their team.
Yes, and guess who owns altitude?
The Saudis?
Stan Kroenke.
Oh.
Owner of the Denver Nuggets.
You beat me to it.
Yeah. I bet you they have investment there.
So the owner of the Nuggets is like, nah, no.
Yeah, it's not good enough.
Kroenke owns everything, man.
Yes, he does.
His kids own the Avalanche.
And
he's
the Rams.
Got the Rams. He's got...
soccer.
The
Arsenal.
Yeah, he's got a lot. He's got his toe in a lot of sports.
They have the money's everywhere.
That Walmart money's good money, man. Good
Ain't
money.
Too bad.
And now he's got relatives that own the Broncos too.
Oh God, yeah, you're right.
Ryan Smith, he looks like how I envision the owner of the Utah Jazz would look.
Well, he also looks like a tech bro.
Yeah,
like he was the founder of Qualtrics, the analytics company that has done a ton of work and sold that off. I want to say he made like $10 billion off of it.
Which that is nuts, though, that the tech bro is the guy who's like, let's make this as widespread as possible through the archaic model, which is the local television stations.
For all of the cord cutting that's out there, and I know the younger people, they hate hearing this, it's going to come back to full circle. It's going to come back to cable.
Well, and this is where, or it'll go to over the air. Or it will
or some
will
combination
go,
of the two. Yes.
It will go to over the air in sports because it is so profitable, especially locally, with these teams. And
it's
what
widespread.
Eventually will happen is you see that Major League Baseball has been doing this, so it can be done.
Mm-hmm.
The National Football League is starting to bleed in that direction by going to YouTube for the Sunday ticket. But there will be, and I think the NBA will be the perfect you know, test for this, and they will be the perfect league for it because their demographic skews so young anyways, is having a platform that all of the games are distributed on from the league. The MLB At-Bat app is awesome. It is great. It's damn near perfection.
It's literally the best thing out there in sports streaming.
Now, the next step, and I think this is where the NBA could do it and make it, and I think take it to the next level, is you say, that platform right there is the way you get our league, is the way you consume it. Because with MLB, it is, all right, we take these already produced either by the team or by a network games, and we collect them in one spot and then distribute them out to people who subscribe to the At-Bat. What the NBA, I think, is kind of trending towards, because you have so many issues and you have so many games that you're dealing with, it's very similar to Major League Baseball, is, all right, what we're going to do is we're just going to slam it all into one place, and you can subscribe to your team, you can subscribe to a league, you can do whatever you want, the league pass, whatever you want to do, but this is where you consume the NBA.
The interesting thing about this, and I've heard this from multiple people around the league, is that they want to get rid of blackouts.
Yeah.
They're done with blackout restrictions. It's an archaic model. There's the thought process back in the day was that blackouts got people in the building. Mm-mm. That is no longer the case. It has nothing to do with it because of the accessibility. And nobody's going to go watch a crappy product because it's blacked out. Like, that's what I mean. These tanking teams, like, oh, we have blackout restrictions because we need to get people in the building.
Yeah.
If you suck, they're just not going to come see you. So you might as well capitalize by keeping your fans interested by making the games available. Mm. The realization has set in that the exposure is better. Now, how much of that exposure is better in the long run, that's the interesting thing that both the Jazz and the Suns are looking at here. They're dropping the ability to make $30, $40, $50, $100 million a year, depending on the team, size of the market, all those things, in broadcast TV rights versus the exposure of their franchise and getting that back in merchandise and ticket sales and sponsorships. Because here's the thing. If you're more out there, you have more exposure, you can charge more for your advertisements.
Yeah.
So, like, where you move the sliders on the income that's coming into the franchise, you just have to be a little bit more creative. But there is inherent risk involved because you don't have the guaranteed money. Well, I guess it's not guaranteed because we saw what happened with Diamond Sports. They literally couldn't pay.
Literally.
So
Major League Baseball's taken those over, by the way.
Yes, but historically, the guaranteed money that comes in every year with the TV deal.
I just wish and hope that the Blazers will be there soon, where they will be back. You know, I remember as a kid watching games on KGW.
Yeah.
They were few and far between, and, you know, you had to know the national games had a were satellite, and you could get Blazer vision. But watching the games on KGW, it was the way that majority of us took in the Blazers, and those were great times, man. And it was easy to access. You knew where the games were going to be. I wish we would go back to it.
I have a reeling suspicion
everybody could get it.
That at the end of the next TV deal with the Trailblazers, you're going to see a wide dispersal model with streaming at the very forefront of it.
Yeah. Streaming, and then for the olds in on a local scale, you can take whatever's being produced in the stream and you can distribute it to your local broadcast.
Yes. I would imagine that at least two local television networks would be very interested in that.
Keep it all in house.
Mm-hmm.
Keep it all in house.
That's the interesting thing, as far as the Blazers broadcasting model, that's actually becoming more prevalent. There are more teams that are bringing that stuff back in house that have talked to the Blazers about how they do things and want to, because of the model and how it's going. Like if it's going to be over the air, they want to produce it because they want to control the inventory and everything else that goes along with that. So it's interesting, and I would imagine that this ends up kind of being a proving ground for how to go about this and how it can be successful.
503-864-6326. That is the fan text line. A bombshell dropped this morning in the world of golf, and now we're starting to hear from the players themselves. They were blindsided by the LIV and PGA coming together under one umbrella. So hear what the players are saying next. Danny and Dusty on the Fan.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.